James Albert Noe. James A. Noe, a wealthy independent oil man, ran for the state senate at the request of Huey Long. He won, became a Long floor leader, and was chosen by his colleagues to be president pro tempore of the senate. In 1936, Governor Allen died in office. Without a lieutenant governor to succeed Allen, Noe became governor for the five-month interim period before Richard Lesh took office. Noe appointed Huey's widow, Rose McConnell Long, to complete Long's U.S. Senate term. He completed necessary federal paperwork to receive $6 million for state highways and began the process of establishing a state public welfare office under the National Social Security Act. Noe later ran for governor twice, in 1940 and in 1959. He was more successful in his business interest, founding two radio stations and one television station, and promoting the growth of his oil business, which helped support his philanthropy. His split with Longite Governor Richard Lesh paved the way for the Louisiana scandals, which broke the political grip of the Long faction in Louisiana in 1940. Noe died in Texas in 1976.